Harper Children's Audio presents Henry and Ribsy by Beverly Cleary, performed by Neil Patrick Harris. Copyright 1954, renewed 1982 by Beverly Cleary. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1, Ribsy and the Lube Job. One warm Saturday morning in August, Henry Huggins and his mother and father were eating breakfast in their square white house on Klickitat Street. Henry's dog, Ribsy, sat close to Henry's chair, hoping for a handout. While Mr. and Mrs. Huggins listened to the 9 o'clock news on the radio, Henry tried to think of something interesting he could do that day. Of course, he could play ball with Scooter, or ride his bicycle over to Robert's house and work on the model railroad. But those were things he could do every day. Today he wanted to do something different, something he had never done before. Before Henry thought of anything interesting to do, the radio announcer finished the news and four men began to sing. Henry, who heard this program every Saturday, sang with them. Woofy's dog food is the best, contains more meat than all the rest. So buy your dog a can today, and watch it chase his blues away. Woof, 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 woofies. Then the sound of a dog barking came out of the radio.
Roof,
said Ribsy, looking at the radio. The announcer's voice cut in.
Is your dog a member of the family?
He asked. He sure is, exclaimed Henry to the radio. He's the best dog there is.
Henry, for goodness sake, turn that down, said Mrs. Huggins as she poured herself a cup of coffee.